皆さんこんにちは。メガメグです。
Hi, I'm Cheese Megu.
今日こうして皆様の前で証しをする機会が与えられたことに感謝いたします。
I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share a testimony of faith with all of you today.
本日の聖書箇所は、イエス様が高い山に弟子たちを伴い、旧約の預言者であるモーセとエリアと語り合いながら、白く光り輝く姿を弟子たちに示した主の変容と言われているところです。私もこれまで生きてきた中で、神様に光をいただいた経験を皆様と分かち合えたらと思います。
In today's lections, the scriptures weave together the story of Jesus' transfiguration. This is when Jesus led a few of his disciples up a tall mountain, and the disciples witnessed as Jesus was surrounded in light, and he transfigured in God's presence, together with Moses and Elijah.Perhaps two of the most significant people of faith from the Old Testament. So I too would like to use that as a theme to share with all of you how I have been surrounded by the light of God in my life and in my journey of faith.
私は幼い頃から母の影響で礼拝に出席し、高校と大学は父が勤めていることもあって茨城キリスト教学園に進学しました。自分の名前がクリスチャンネームだと知ったとき、とても嬉しかったことを今でも覚えています。二十歳のクリスマスにその頃通っていた日本キリスト教団水戸教会で洗礼を受けました。毎年のように私の家に滞在してくださったハリー・フォックス先生や、私が茨城キリスト教大学とオクラホマクリスチャン大学との短期交換留学でアメリカに行った時に聖書の学びをリードしてくださったドクター・ロン・ビーバーさんと奥様のドリスさん、そしてグレンダ・ワトソンさんの影響が大きく、彼らのような信仰を持ったクリスチャンになりたいと強く考えました。
Thanks to my mother, I was raised worshiping God since birthAnd I was enrolled as a student at Ibaraki Christian High School and University, where my father spent most of his career. I remember how happy I was when I learned that I was given a Christian name at birth, Megumi, which means grace. And it is also used to include God's love and his blessing in the Japanese translation of scripture. I was baptized at Christmas when I was 20 years old at the United Church of ChristOf Japan here in Mito, where my mother, my sister, and I worshipped before we began worshiping as a part of this church family. Great spiritual influences in my life included Harry Robert Fox Jr., who planted this church, and he recently passed away, because he would stay with my family every time he came to Japan. And also Dr. Ron and Mrs. Doris Beaver and Mrs. Glenda Watson, who led the Bible study at Oklahoma Christian University during our exchange program at OC. I felt inspired by their faith and wanted to become a strong Christian like them.
そして27歳の時にここ水戸キリストの教会に展開しました。当時私は銀行に勤めていましたが、なかなか出会いがなく、良き伴侶が与えられますようにと真剣に祈っていました。29歳の時に、以前こちらの教会員だったユサ兄弟姉妹が三男を紹介してくださり、主人と結婚する機会が与えられました。結婚後は主人の転職、切迫流産で入院したこともありましたが、幸いに長女のぞみが誕生しました。入院中に医師から一度赤ちゃんの心音が聞こえませんと言われた時は、正直もうダメなのかと本当に落ち込みましたが、どうか無事に赤ちゃんが生まれますように、もし生まれたらのぞみと名前をつけますと希望を捨てずに祈り続けました。第一コリント13章7節の、すべてを忍び、すべてを信じ、 すべてを望み、すべてに耐えるの聖句をいつも心に刻んでいました。
When I was 27, I began to worship here at Mito Church as a part of this family, and I was working at the bank at that time. I was praying fervently that God would give me a good spouse. And before I turned 29, Mr. and Mrs. Yusa, who were members of this church, introduced me to their son, Kiyoshi, and we married. After marrying, my husband changed jobs, and I was hospitalized due to a miscarriage that posed great health risks to me. However, we were overjoyed at the birth of our first daughter, Nozomi. During my pregnancy with her, I was hospitalized, and the doctor once said he couldn't hear her heartbeat. I was overcome with grief and fear that I would lose my child. So I pleaded with God in prayer and promised him, if she is born safely and healthy, I will name her Nozomi, which means hope. Because I refused to give up hope, and I treasured these words of scripture in 1 Corinthians 13:7 in my heart. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
のぞみが2歳の頃に、今度は双子の男の子がお腹に与えられたことが分かり、私たち夫婦はとても喜びました。しかし、6ヶ月の時に私の体に異変があり、急に破水してしまったのです。私は緊急入院し、計画書には、予後は厳しいと書かれていました。病院の方針でお腹の子が6ヶ月になっていれば生きていけるとの方針で、強い薬を投与され母体も危険になりました。お風呂に入れない私のために母は髪を洗ってくれたり、足湯をしてくれたり、毎日きれいにお洗濯をしてくれて、どんな時も笑顔だった母の姿には本当に慰められました。
When Nozomi was 2 years old, my husband and I were overjoyed once again when we found out that we were pregnant with twin boys. However, in the 6th month of that pregnancy, there was some kind of physical complication, and my water suddenly broke. I was instantly hospitalized, and on my medical form in the emergency room, I read these words, grave prognosis. The hospital's medical policy is to try to sustain the life of the child in the womb at the 6-month mark. But they administered a strong medication to which my body reacted negatively, and my own health was also in grave danger too. In that scary time, my greatest comfort was my mother, who gently washed my hair, my face, and my feet because I couldn't bathe. And she did my laundry and comforted me with her nurturing demeanor and presence.
二人の赤ちゃんの名前は、私たちの名字がユサで遊ぶという字なので、よく遊び、よく学べの言葉だから、主人が学ぶと、つとぶと名付けてくれました。学ぶは2月2日に、つとぶは2月13日に、残念ながら天国へ旅立ちました。私の両親が小さい純白の棺を探してきてくれて、当時宣教師のクリス・ロッサーさんがそれぞれの葬送を病院の中と火葬場で心を込めて行ってくださいました。母がのぞみと一緒にベビー服を買いに行ってくれ、ジンジャーブレッドマンの絵本や二人への手紙を棺の中へ入れました。母はのぞみの悲しい泣き声を今でも忘れられないそうです。主人は2回届けを出しに行った市役所の職員に慰められたと言っていました。1ヶ月ほど入院しましたが、悲しみが私を打ちのめしていました。もう子供が与えられることはないだろうと思っていましたが、その1年4ヶ月後に次女
The first kanji in our family name, Yusa, is the verb to play. So my husband gave our sons the names Manabu, which means to study, and Stomu, which means to work. Unfortunately, we lost Manabu on February 2nd and Stomu on February 13th when they went to be with Jesus in heaven. My parents searched for a pure white coffin for our boys, and Chris Rosser, who was the missionary of Ito Church at the time, was deeply caring as he performed the funeral ceremonies at the hospital and at the crematorium. My mother took Nozomi with her to go select and purchase baby clothes for the boys, and they also purchased and put a gingerbread man coloring book and a handwritten letter in the coffin with the boys. My mother says that even today, she can clearly hear and never forget the sound of Nozomi crying that day. My husband tells me that the staff who worked at the city hall were very compassionate when he went both times to fill out death certificates for our sons. I was hospitalized for a little over a month and was so overcome with deep, deep grief. I thought it would never be able to, it would never be possible to have another child. However, a year and 4 months later, God graciously blessed us when I gave birth to our second daughter, whom we named Hikari, which means light.
コリント第一の手紙10章13節。あなた方のあった試練で世の常でないものはない。神は真実である。あなた方を耐えられないような試練に合わせることはないばかりか、試練と同時にそれに耐えられるように逃れる道も備えてくださるのである。神様が悲しみを通して私を導いてくださいました。
1 Corinthians 10:13 says, No trial has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not allow the trial to be more than you can bear. When you face the trial, He will also show you a way out so that you can endure. And I can truly testify to you today that God has guided me through and beyond these times of sadness.
次の試練は今からちょうど4年前にやってきました。乳がんの手術を受けたお友達のお見舞いに行った時に、自分で胸のチェックをしないとダメだからねと言われました。私は毎年人間ドックを受けていましたが、時々胸の痛みを感じていたこともあったので、自分でチェックをすることにしました。信じられないことに、右胸に大きなしこりを見つけたのです。すぐに大きな2つの病院で検査を受けましたが、乳がんと宣告された時は今まで経験したことのない恐れを感じました。ですが神様が守ってくださったのでしょうか。まだがんが浸潤していないステージ0だったのです。ちょうど光の幼稚園の卒園式の前でした。その1週間後には私の父が膵臓がんであることが分かりました。私は睡眠導入剤なしでは眠れなくなっていました。光の小学校入学式の1週間後の4月15日に8時間かかる手術を受けました。手術の前日に常木先生ご夫妻が病室で手を握ってくださり、本当に心強かったです。手術後麻酔が切れると、とてつもない気持ち悪さがありました。本当に苦しい状態でしたが、ずっと祈っていたら神様が私を背負ってくださっているような、そんな感覚がありました。
The next trial that I faced was exactly 4 years ago. I was visiting a friend in the hospital who had just undergone surgery for breast cancer, and I said to her, I really need to go get checked myself. I'm really good about having an annual medical exam, but I was feeling some pain in my chest. So I checked myself, and I was shocked when I found a lump on my right side. I quickly went to 2 hospitals to go through a series of tests, and when the results of both came back breast cancer, I felt a fear like I have never experienced before. But God in His goodness protected me. because it was determined that it had not spread anywhere else, and it was still stage zero. I found this out right before Hikari's kindergarten graduation ceremony. It was just a week later that we found out that my father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The doctor had to prescribe medication for me at that time because I was struggling with severe insomnia. On April 15th, 1 week after Hikari's entrance exam into elementary school, I underwent an 8-hour procedure to remove the lump. The day before my surgery, Atsushi and Mari came to my hospital room, and they laid their hands on me and prayed for me, and this gave me inexplicable strength and peace. Once out of the surgery and the anesthesia wore off, I was in tremendous pain. But as I laid there and I prayed, I sensed God's presence and hand of healing over me in that time.
もう恐れはなく、すべてを神様に委ねたはずでしたのに、いろいろな情報に流されて、また恐怖が私を襲いました。父と同じ病院に1ヶ月ほど入院しましたが、弱ってくる父を見ると辛くなり、また違う病気になったのではないかと、病気のことばかり考えるようになってしまったのです。退院した時に寝室に飾ってあるエペソ6章10節の主にあってその偉大な力によって強くなりなさいの聖句が目に入りました。私が強くなれるかなと思いました。父は闘病の末11ヶ月後の翌年2月17日に亡くなりました。46年の間高校の英語教師、後には校長の責務を果たし、またカウンセラーとして教え子さん、ご父兄や教職員の方、たくさんの方々に愛された本当に温かい父でした。最後に夏に家族みんなで行った沖縄は一生忘れることがないでしょう。私は悲しみがいっぱいで精神的に病んでしまい、胃の調子も悪くなりました。そんな時、姉と弟、主人の両親ら、そして教会の兄弟姉妹にどんなに慰めを受けたか分かりません。礼拝後に祈ってくださる方、お手紙やお電話、メールで励ましてくださる方、美しいお花や本、おいしいお肉やお菓子を送ってくださる方、クリスマスにカードやプレゼントをくださる方、たくさんの愛に支えられました。
At first I thought I had released my fears completely to God, but then as I began to realize, the fears seemed to grip me once again. What I mean by that is that my father and I were in the same hospital, and our time there overlapped for about a month. But as I watched my father weaken and his condition worsen, it was like I was becoming obsessed with illness and couldn't think of anything else, and thought maybe I was beginning to struggle with yet another illness. I remember when I was being released from the hospital, my eyes met with a scripture from Ephesians 6:10 that was hanging in my room. It said, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." I remember asking myself, can I really become strong? After an 11-month battle with cancer, my father passed away on February 17th. He was a great man and a great father, who was deeply loved by his wife, his children, and family, and by his students, whom he taught through his 46-year career as a high school teacher, counselor, and principal. I will never forget our last vacation together as a whole family, my parents, my siblings and I, and our spouses and children, when we went in the summer to Okinawa. My father's death brought such grief emotionally and mentally that it affected me physically with a stomach illness. Words can't do justice to how much I appreciate the love, the comfort, and the prayers and support for me and for my sister, my brother, my husband's parents, and the church family here. How that sustained me and my family. There were so many acts of love. Those who prayed for, with, and over me after worship. Those who called or sent cards or email messages. those who send beautiful flowers, books, delicious meals, and those who gave cards and gifts at Christmas.
山村さんご夫妻のここはここに参加し、その頃から毎朝アパルームと聖書を読み、祈り、神様と過ごす時間を大切にしました。それからある姉妹からいただいた感謝が習慣になる21日、一生感謝という本との出会いがありました。感謝日記を欠かさずつけ、目の前にある神様への感謝を口に出していき実践しました。不安や恐れが出た時は常木先生や兄弟姉妹にメールをして祈っていただき、御言葉や励ましの言葉を送ってくださいました。これから月に一度母の家で行われる家庭集会を通して、傷ついた私を神様が癒してくださいました。しばらくして私の心の中に何とも言えない神の平安が与えられたのです。
I participated for a time in Popopopo cell group led by Yutaka and Junko Yamamura, and because of that each morning I was reading from the daily devotional called Upper Room and learned the value and the importance of spending time daily with God through reading and meditating on scripture and through prayer. Another Christian sister introduced me to a book entitled 21 Days of Gratitude, Cultivating a Habit of Thankfulness. And through it, I began keeping a gratitude journal in which I record all of the ways I am thankful for how God is revealing His goodness and care, and both express it and put it into practice in my daily life. Whenever I felt fear or worry, I started to email prayer requests to Atsushi and to others, other Christian brothers and sisters, who would always return my message with encouraging and assuring words of Scripture. And God is giving me even greater healing for my hurts through the monthly home Bible study at my mother's home. Over time, in a way that I can't describe in words, God is truly healing me and placing His peace in my heart.
エレミア書29章11節から14節。私はあなたたちのために立てた計画をよく心に留めていると主は言われる。それは平和の計画であって災いの計画ではない、将来と希望を与えるものである。その時あなたたちが私を呼び来て私に祈り求めるなら私は聞く。私を尋ね求めるならば見出し、心を尽くして私を求めるなら私に出会うであろう。ヤコブの手紙一章二節。いろいろな試練に出会う時はこの上ない喜びと思いなさい。
In Jeremiah 29, starting at verse 11, it says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And in James 1, verse 2, it also says this, Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
根木先生、ジョエルさん、ヒロアキさんをはじめ、こんなに素晴らしい兄弟姉妹と出会え、信仰の道を歩めることを幸せに思います。私は神様の本当の恵みをこの病気を通して知りました。3ヶ月に一度千葉の病院で検査を受け薬を飲んでいますが、今ではこの病気が与えられたことも神様からのギフトだと思っています。たくさんの祝福を与え続けてくださっている神様に心から感謝しています。
Beginning with Atsushi and Joel and Hiro and extending to the rest of this church family, I am so happy and so thankful that I can walk this journey of faith together with such a wonderful community of faith and to know and love so many disciples of Christ in this church. I really believe that I have learned and experienced the deeper meaning of God's grace through my illnesses and trials. I continue to go now to a hospital in Chiba once every 3 months for ongoing tests and must continue to take a medication. But I can say confidently that God has given me a gift through what I've gained and learned and how I've been shaped by these experiences. I give thanks and praise to God from the depths of my heart for his blessing and for his faithfulness.
昨年からママ友とメールで神様に感謝したことを交換し合っています。子育てをする上でも母親の悩みは多く、それでもだんだん彼女が前向きになっていくのが分かりました。これからも少しでも神様の栄光を表し、どんな時も神様を仰ぎ見て、イエス様の弟子として霊的に成長できるように祈っていきたいです。この先私に試練が与えられることがあるかもしれませんが、家族をサポートしながら自分自身も一歩一歩前進していきます。
Since last year I have begun an exchange of emails with one of my friends and a fellow mom, sharing about my gratitude with God. Of course, there are challenges, there are deep struggles and fears that come with child raising, but I have witnessed how she has become more hopeful over time. My hope and my prayer is to continue to grow and mature spiritually as a disciple of Jesus, giving praise and adoration to God in all times, and displaying his glory in my words, in my thoughts, and in my actions, and in my life. I may yet face many, many more trials, but with the support of my family, both physical and spiritual, I want to continue to go forward one step at a time.
どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you for letting me share.